Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Are masks changing the way we treat one another in South Dakota? SDPB's Kevin Wooster joins us for a look at how something designed to save lives and get South Dakotans back to work has evolved into a toxic political drama. Kevin, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's great to be back. Can I also tell you that I love certain things make me look up, as my poet friend and instructor at SDSU used to say, make them look up. And what Jordan said in your last interview about a consistent ethic of life made me look up. And so did, I think we've lost sight of the humanity in politics.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
We could do an hour on that, I think.
Yes. Let's talk about that sometime. After you get done with masks and the theater of masks.
Yeah, I was buying ink for my home printer the other day, and there was some customers in the store who did not want to wear the required masks at Staples here in Sioux Falls, and turned into a bit of a shouting match with the clerk who asked them to leave. And this is not the only incident of this happening across the state. What are you hearing about business and customers and mask wearing?
Well, I just heard, for example, before I get to Jackie and Mitch Gehrke down at the Hot Springs and their store, and because of your little preview announcement, a big listener here called me, and a businessman I know here in the community, and said it has ramped up lately at his store. Things had settled down once some of the big box stores like Walmart, Menards, and started to require, because he has had a mask requirement at his store from the start. And he's roughly in my age category. His wife is slightly older than we are. He has a physically compromised employee who's younger and has a family. And so he's very strict about masks. And lately he says it has blown up again, including one who dropped the F-bomb on an employee. And he also has a no-gun policy in his store stated on the door, which doesn't seem out of line to me. And that the person that dropped the F-bomb said, I'll be back and I'll bring my gun next time. Another person called him an SOB and went online and encouraged people to boycott his store. And, it's disturbing that people are acting this way. And that's kind of what I was talking about with Jackie and her experience down in Hot Springs.
Yeah. What's been happening, this is when we talk about keeping businesses open and being supportive of local business, this whole issue is encouraging some people to just pack it in.
Yes. I mean, Jack and Rich are in their whole food store, their natural food store. They've been in it 24 years, very nice store down there and a very nice part of the community and welcoming, and they want to serve people. But they are at the point where they can retire from this. They have some other business interests, and they've been talking about selling the store. But when the pandemic came along, they kind of buckled in and said, we have people here that want this service, and it was considered an essential service and to stay open and keep doing their job. So they did, the curbside pickup, and they did the kind of safe service stuff they could do, but didn't have their store open. And they closed during the rally and then decided to open up with masks. They keep their other curbside if that's what you want, but open up to in-store shopping with masks. And that, of course, is when all this stuff blew up with them, pretty consistent, just about every day somebody, She said most of the people are fine with it, but there's a percentage that just want to fight. And the guy that I talked about in the blog, yelling at them that they were in a COVID cult and it was all a ruse and it was all a lie, and he stayed to buy because they had some stuff on sale that he wanted, but he yelled at people the whole time he was buying. And they just decided to close for now and see if they want to open again in January. And as you pointed out, aren't we trying to save these small businesses and encourage them and support them? It's sad and a little scary too.
Yeah. Do you think people are just exhausted from all this, whether it's the effort that it takes to live now or whether it's the political rhetoric that they're seeing and that some of the filters are fraying and they're just are we taking it out on each other? What do you think is happening?
I can't figure it out because, you know, this is my state. These are my people. I grew up here. I'm going on 69. I love this place. I love the people. Where I consider us to be good people and generally polite people and people that respect the rights of property owners, private property owners, supposed to be a big deal in South Dakota. And I there's something beyond this. And I got to tell you, I'm sorry, this kind of bad behavior is being accommodated and affirmed at the very top levels of this country. And it starts in the White House, in my opinion. You can behave badly because I do. And that goes all the way down to the bottom. And I think the mask issue is a part of that. And I'm saddened about that. And I just want to say to people, at the very least, can't you be polite? Can't you respect this business owner? You don't have to shop here. It's like the fellow I talked to, he told him, yeah, you can certainly go shop somewhere else. This is my store. These are my rules. And he said to one, my health and my employees' health is more important than your business. I'm sorry. Yeah. And so it's hurting him and it's hurting other businesses. And it's just, to me, it's just sad. And I think, yeah, we are getting tired. We're getting wore out and our emotions are getting kind of edgier than normal.
And for people, you also mentioned in the column, people who have expressed an inability to wear a mask for a certain reason, maybe it's a medical reason or a trauma reason, and want to also have that be heard. It seems like there should be could be, especially in a local small business, the opportunity for conversation between business owners and business employees and customers to say, this is what I'm hoping for. This is my obstacle to achieving it. Let's talk. And that's just not happening.
Yeah, and I can tell you that Jackie and Richard.
It's not always happening. I'm sure it's happening somewhere, but not every day,
not
every place.
Always. Yeah. Because another store owner in Hot Springs had contacted Jackie, and I've got some information from her that I'm going to include in the blog. Who had an ADA kind of a threat from somebody who said, I have a physical disability. I can't wear one. Are you familiar with the ADA? And these people that run the other store said, we can set up a special appointment for you to come in and shop. If you can't wear a mask after the main hours, we can deliver. We can do curbside. We can make this work for you. We're not trying. If you have a legitimate health reason you can't wear a mask, let's work on this. We can figure it out. So to me, they're being extraordinarily reasonable, and I hope this person will consider that and stop the fighting and do the shopping that they're going to make available to her. You know, as you said, talk, stop fighting,
talk. And to be fair, Jackie Hendry here at SDPB had pointed out some audio recently from a town hall meeting or a city council meeting in Brookings where two women got up and talked about not being able to wear masks because they had been in a domestic violence or an assault, the situation, and didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to have to explain that to somebody. They just want to walk into the store and not wear a mask and not be harassed. And so there's a lot of factors that kind of go into this, including leadership, including exhaustion of all of us, that this problem is still something we have to deal with it, but we still have to deal with it. Let's do our best.
Yeah.
Kevin, thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks.
And let's have an ethic, huh? An ethic of life or an ethic of compassion, or I don't know, but we'll talk more about that later.
All right.
Thanks.